She, wrapped around in her blanket, was resting soundly in her own bed. It was late in the afternoon, around 5 p.m., and the young girl named Daria decided to go back to her family's house for the evening to get away from the two brothers. They were getting too affectionate with her, and she didn't like it. She struggled with being cared for since her turning, especially Arvid, Darren's younger brother, seemed to be a little bit too kind to her. She was suspicious of this behavior. After all, what happened in her life, she didn't need it to be bothered by all this vampire business and all these relationships. It was, for her, as if she could see right through people. And when that happened, she turned from a neutral state to a worried one. The orange rays of the sun shined through slits of her thin curtains and hit her face. Daria mumbled in her sleep. She cursed a bit, still mumbly, and turned to her right. It was very warm, and she instinctively snuggled up to the warmness that was her bed, like an infant cradling into their blanket. "Rise and shine, little fledgling," he whispered sweetly. She, almost shrieking, felt her whole body tense up at the sound of his voice. "What do you want in my bed?" she asked, creeped out and a bit annoyed at her maker. "I just wanted to spend the day with you. Did you forget what we talked about when Arvid was about to leave?" He, starting to fumble her shoulder. "Meh, leave me alone, I'm not interested," she replied and then turned around. When Darren suddenly grabbed her wrists and pinned her against the bed. "You can't refuse me. I'm your maker. You do as I say." He grinned, and his pointy teeth peeked out of his mouth. "You can't make me," she responded in a petulant, almost freaked out tone. "Yes, I can." His red eyes gazing into her brown ones, hypnotically invoking the sire bond. "Stop it!" She tried to fight him, but couldn't break free. When he buried his face into her neck, she shuddered. That weird, familiar feeling she got the first night when her path crossed and she got bitten by him. In a brutal way. "Maybe I should refresh your memory of my bite, young lady." His teeth grazing the spot left on her neck where he first left his mark. The marks mysteriously have completely healed off, which was unusual. Darren hasn't seen this since his and his brother's maker's age vanished. Daria gave in, annoyed. "I just wanted to lay down. Is it too much to ask for?" She whimpered, frustrated. "As a newly made vampire, you shouldn't be so long in bed when the dawn is starting. You have to be awake at least some time of the night to inhale the essence and regain power beside drinking blood," he said, while he returned to his pose beside her, letting go of her wrists. "I know, just a little longer, please," she begged, staring into his concerned face. "All right, 1 hour, but at 6 p.m. we will do something together. It is not good for a fledgling to..." He was interrupted when Daria suddenly nuzzled into him. "I know, Darren, you sound worse than Arvid just now. I thought you were supposed to be the fun brother of the two. She closed her eyes, tired. Darren smiled and took her in closer, while he put the blanket back on her. It kinda got shoved to the side in their little play fight.